Good Tuesday morning. This is Jay Ogden of the Oakland Church of Christ. Buy one, get one free. From department stores to car dealers, marketers have learned the value of giving away free items to boost sales. This marketing strategy may be older than you think. The words of Jesus suggest that salespeople of his time employed the same technique. Compare two comments from Matthew and Luke. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin?" Matthew chapter 10, verse 29. Apparently someone was offering a discount of buy four, get one free, because he says in another text, "Are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins?" Luke chapter 12, verse 6. While recognizing that common marketing tactics have been ancient roots may be interesting, there is much more to Jesus' teaching than cheap birds, than a question for a trivia game. Using Luke's price, a common field hand could earn enough in a day to buy 40 sparrows. I'm not sure how that would compare to modern prices for carrying out a bucket of chicken, but it is obvious that sparrows were cheap. The very point of Jesus' illustration comes from the fact that the birds were cheap and therefore not considered especially important. Jesus used the commonly understood fact to teach some important lessons. 1. God cares for our necessities. Jesus referred to birds to remind his hearers of God's care in providing for their necessities in life. On his Sermon on the Mount, Christ said, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than they?" With these words, Jesus sought to calm his listeners and combat their anxiety. In clear contrast with the messages proclaimed in many pulpits today, Jesus' message was not one of prosperity and material conquest. He taught acceptance of one's circumstances and trusting God for their basic necessities of this life. Paul followed Jesus' lead and preached what many false teachers of our time reject in their materialistic messages. "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. Birds don't have cars, houses, electronic gadgets, fancy appliances, or computers, but they live contently even though they cannot comprehend the concept of their benevolent Creator. We, as intelligent and spiritual beings, need to learn from those birds. 2, Jesus values us and wants to save us. David asked, "Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him or are considerate of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him?" Psalm chapter 144, verse 3. The questions asked by Israel's second king are especially appropriate in light of the words revealed through Isaiah 300 years later. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15, "Behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket and are accounted as the small dust of the scales." When we give the right deserved emphasis to God's infinite grandeur, we cannot help but see the contrast to man's insignificance. If all the nations together are like a drop left over in the bottom of a mop bucket, what is the significance of an individual? Jesus used birds to illustrate our eternal worth, saying that humans are much more valuable. Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 9. The life of a human being is insignificant to many people. Criminals take lives for the money in a wallet. Mothers, doctors, pharmacists, and government officials conspire to take life before children are even see the light of day. Human traffickers exploit the young people with no regard for their personal value, and drug traffickers sell their products for monetary profit without concern for the lives they destroy. Jesus' comment specifically refers to those who kill others because of the martyrs' faith in God. The cruel persecutors of early Christians showed no regard for the lives they took. But the same God who sees each bird and knows of the circumstances also sees the people who suffer because of their service to him. Men may despise and hate, but he sees the suffering and the promises of an eternal reward for the faithful. They can kill the body, but he protects the eternal spirit. The true value of any object is measured in the marketplace by the will of the buyer. Sellers can ask any price, but the real worth is decided at the end of the negotiations when the buyer pays what he considers an acceptable price. This principle helps us to understand our real value. Jesus is the buyer. He paid with his own blood and gave his life to buy us back from our sins. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It is precisely for this reason that Paul says we should not sell ourselves over to immorality, because the Lord paid a premium price to buy us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Don't despise, devalue, or waste your life because you are worth a whole lot more than any flock of birds. We hope you consider visiting Oakland Church of Christ. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet at Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again that evening at 5 o'clock. We also meet on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We would love to have you at any time. Have a wonderful and blessed day.